All right, Marty Lurie here as we get ready for Giants baseball, joined by Austin Slater. And, boy, I'll tell you, if there's one guy I like to watch in camp, it's you, because I never know what's going to happen when you're at the plate. You can knock it out, you can hit it to left, you can hit it to right, but you do swing the bat, and that's very important.
Well, thank you for having me on, Marty, and I appreciate the kind words.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about hitting because, you know, I've known you for a few years now, and, you know, you came up a little bit of power, and next year he hits everything in the right field, and we want him to do this and that. Now we've got a new coaching staff. You're a year older. Where are you with these guys, and what are they trying to get you to do?
Yeah, you know, we got a great new staff, young staff, and they jumped right in, and feel like we're on the same page with a lot of the things that we're talking about. You know, cleaning up the path, being able to handle, you know, all the different types of pitches that guys are throwing now, and you know, they're very much new age. They're we've got the video work going on in the cage, making sure that everything's firing the right way. We've got tech in the cage. And all new kinds of drills and things like that. But at the end of the day, they've been super responsive on, you know, player feedback and then also giving their two cents. So it's been a two-way street that's been great so far.
All right, Austin Slater with us. I guess in lay terms, so people understand, not everybody went to Stanford, okay? I went to the University of Florida. Well, you know that. I went to Florida. But in very simple terms, what do they want you to do?
So cleaning up the path and just create, and I keep saying that, but creating the most efficient route from point A to point B. And you know, like it used to be, you know, 15 years ago, you know, hit down on the ball. Okay. Now it's, hey, let's try to get on plane with the ball as early as possible. You know, it's moving so much. Guys are throwing it harder than they've ever thrown it before. Let's try to get on plane with the pitch as early as possible. And clip the bottom part. So it's a little bit of a fundamental difference and a mental difference, you know, in the mind of a hitter to do that. And you know, the guys they've worked with and the guys they've studied, you know, all do similar things when it comes to that kind of path. And you know, that's the trend of the new age hitter trying to face the new age pitcher. And the guys that do it really well, you know, have had a lot of success.
Okay. All right. I understood that. You want to get on the plane with the ball and try to get under the ball a little bit. Clip it. Now, does that mean the pitcher wants to throw more sinkers or are you seeing more sliders so the ball is away from you? What are pitchers trying to do to combat that?
Yeah. So to combat that, guys are trying to stay on two different planes. So you see guys that are like the four seam, like rise balls, yeah. You know, firm four seams, and then straight 12-6 curveballs. And then the sinker slider guys, so they're trying to get the ball moving in and then the ball moving down and away. I think guys are going more away from the sinker just because if you don't execute it right, it's an easier pitch to hit. If you leave it up in the zone, the sinker doesn't become a sinker. It becomes a really, really flat fastball. So pitchers are trying to mix in cutters, sliders, you know, occasional sinkers, back door, not as much front door sinkers. But if it's executed right, you can throw any pitch, any count. DeGrom's a perfect example, but his control is impeccable. So I think the new age pitchers are trying to stay away from they're trying to throw pitches that you can miss and still get swings.
Yes.
Instead of, you know, perfectly executing pitches.
Okay.
But you know, a lot of it hasn't gone away. If a guy can execute a pitch, he can execute a pitch. Greg Maddux would still be able to pitch in this day and age because he could throw it wherever he wants. So, you know, I think it's just a difference with, you know, the stat guys coming in and saying, hey, like, if you execute this pitch, it's a really good pitch. But if you don't, it's going to go a really long way, and you don't execute it more than you execute it. So let's stay away from it.
All right. Well, yeah. Spoken like a true hitter. All right. I like it. No, this is what's going on today, and you explained it well, so I appreciate it, Austin Slater. All right. Versatility is one of the words Gabe Kapler uses in this camp. They got you playing all over the place, everywhere. Have you caught yet? I think that's catching and pitching, maybe. Seriously, is that the only thing left for you?
catching and pitching. You never know, I guess. But yeah, I haven't put in an order for catcher's gear quite yet. So, but yeah, it's been great. Been working, you know, different days on different positions, and feel like I'm really getting the hang of moving around as much as possible.
This is a big year for you, wouldn't you think?
I believe so. You know, I would summarize my career as a roller coaster ride. I've had some really high ups and some really high downs. Last year, in particular, I had two really good months, and then, you know, kind of ended on a little sour note. So there's still a lot to prove. I feel like, you know, with consistent playing time and you know, consistent at bats, that, you know, I can replicate those first 2 months and hopefully maintain my consistency throughout the entire year.
You know, you're a smart kid, and I'll ask you this question about baseball in general and all the video. They still have to make a decision on what to do with video during the game. You know, you guys like to look at the at-bats. I heard today that they want to do video where you can look at the at-bat, but you can't see the signs. But video, is it that important to you during the game?
You know, to some guys, I think it is. You know, it's hard to tell what a pitcher's trying to do. You know, obviously there's a very slim margin of error. If a guy's set up inside, you're like, okay, that's how they're trying to pitch me. And looking at video and looking back on your at-bats, you can kind of get a feel for, all right, this is how this catcher's trying to pitch me. Or, you know, you something didn't feel right, and you can go through in slow-mo and be like, okay, like, I wasn't on time, or you know, I was coming around the pitch, you know, not staying inside of it. So I think it's valuable in that sense. Some guys don't like to see it; they don't want to overanalyze during the game, and they just want to stay loose. Other guys, you know, really love to, you know, get that immediate feedback.
What about you?
Depends. You know, if I feel good and I feel like I just, you know, my timing was off or I missed that pitch, you know, I don't like to look at it. But, you know, if I feel like, man, I should have hit that pitch and I didn't, you know, maybe I want to, like, look at it and see if there's a mental cue that I can have in my head for the next at-bat to, you know, hit that pitch.
How about when Kershaw drops the big curveball on you?
Yeah, you know, he froze me up. There's not much you can do. It started in the other batter's box and ended in the bottom inside corner. So, you know, you got to tip your hat. Yeah, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. I mean, I think if he retired today, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. So, you know, you run into that kind of stuff and guy threw a great pitch, you got to tip your cap. Yeah.
Yeah, for people who don't know it, it was in the Dodger game in Glendale on Wednesday night, and it was a two-strike pitch, maybe even a full-count pitch, I forget, but Austin was up there, Kershaw threw it, and as he said, he looked in the other batter's box, and next thing you knew, it was in the catcher's glove, and you said, thank you so much, and you walked away.
Yes, I did. I knew it right away. There's no complaining on my end. I think I started walking before he even punched me out, you know. It's just such a tough pitch to pull a trigger on when he executes it right.
All right. Pleasure having you on. It's good to follow you, and you explained it well. And let's see how this thing turns out. But it's a big year for you, so I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me on, Marty.
All right. That's Austin Slater. More coming up. KMBR 680, 104.5 FM, the sports leader.